Welcome to the Parabet Mishnah Aleph. Kol yad hamar belivdei benashim mishubacha. Uvanashim tikat, any hand among women that checks herself as much as possible to make sure she has not seen dam nida is praiseworthy. If she is checking herself to make sure she is not mitame something that is tar, then it would be praiseworthy. And that way she is assuring herself that she is not tame before she touches something that is tar. Even though we saw in the previous mission that a woman is required to check herself only twice a day, once in the morning and once ben ashmashas, but if she wants to check herself in between those times, then that would be praiseworthy. But if she is checking herself to make sure she is not tame and therefore forbidden to her husband, then it is not praiseworthy. If even though we said a woman should check herself prior to having relation with her husband, she should only check herself once, not more than that, as we don't want to create unnecessary fear that she is forbidden to her husband, as the more she checks herself, the more she would be afraid that she is tame and she would not want to have relation with her husband. So therefore, she should only check herself once, not more than that. But a man that checks himself to make sure he has not seen Keri and his tame, such a man is not praiseworthy. The opposite is true. We curse him and say that his hand should be cut off. As a man should not check himself to make sure he hasn't seen Keri, as by checking himself, he's heating himself up, and it's possible that he would be mighty zara levatala, that would cause him to spill semen, which is forbidden, so therefore a man should not check himself to make sure he hasn't seen Keri. Hachareshes v'hashoita v'hasuma v'shenitrafa daita, a woman that's deaf mute, or a woman that's insane, or a woman that's blind. The Mefarshim say we should take out the word suma from the Mishnah, as a woman that's blind does have das, she has a mind, and therefore she should not be included among these other women that do not have das. The Shenitrafa Daita, a woman that has lost her mind. All these women are married to a kohen. How could they eat truma? How could we ensure ourselves that they are tar and would be allowed to eat truma? And the Yishlan Pikkos Metaknas I saw on the Hain Ochos Betruma. But there's another woman that's a Pekah that has das, they can be Metaknas them, meaning to say they can do the Bedika for them to ensure that they are tar and to make sure they go to the mikvah. And in such a case, they would be allowed to eat truma. The Aruch Benos Yisrael Meshamshel Peshnei Edom. Echad lo ve'echad lo. It is a derech, it is a proper way. For daughters of Yisrael, when they have a relation with their husband, they should do so with two cloths. One cloth would be used by him, by her husband, and one cloth by her. As he would check after Tasha to make sure there's no dam on him, if there was dam on him, she obviously had seen Don in his tummy. And she would also check herself after having a relation with her husband to make sure she has not seen dam. Hatznuos mitaklos lahem shlishi litakin etabais. And the women that are tznuos, the women that have tznuos, they would prepare a third cloth to be mitakin the bais, meaning to say, to check themselves before they have a relation with their husband to make sure that they are mutter to their husband, to make sure they have not seen dam and are allowed to have a relation with their husband. Now, even though we saw in the previous parak that all women should check themselves before they have a relation with their husband to make sure they have not seen dam. But the Mishnah is telling us that the tznuas, the women that are very tznuah, they would have a separate cloth to be used to check themselves before they have relations, and then a different cloth to be used to check themselves after they have relations, as they want to make sure they use a clean cloth before every time they check themselves. While a regular woman who's not as tznuah as this woman, she would use the same cloth to check herself both before and after she has a relation with her husband. We had in the previous mission that both the Baal, the husband, and the wife have to check themselves after having relations. The husband has to check himself to make sure that there's no dam on his body. As if he finds dam in his body after having relations with his wife, that dam obviously came from his wife, and his wife had obviously become a nida, and they had relation while she was a nida. So in such a case that he finds dam in his group, both him and his wife are tummy. His wife is tummy because obviously she had become a nida. And the Baal is tummy as well. As it's obvious that when he had relation with her, she had already become a nida. And the dinit is somebody who has relation with a nida is tummy for 7 days, just like the nida herself. So in such a case, if there's dominant growth, both he and his wife are tummy. And they're chayav to bring a korban. They have to bring a korban chatos. At the dinit, if somebody has relation with Anita, is chayav karis. If he does so, b'mezik. And in this case, if they had relations b'shoge, they did not know that she would become Anita, so they're chayav to bring a korban chatos. Now, the Mefarshim explained in a regular case that a woman turned out to be Anita during relations, the Baal and the Isha would not have to bring a korban at all. And they're not even a shoge, they're an ones. They had no way of knowing that she would become Anita, so they wouldn't have to bring a korban. But in this case, we're talking about where the Isha has a vest. She sees Dam Nida
at regular intervals. And the din is that somebody's not allowed to have relations with his wife during this man of her fast, if we're facious, and see dam during the relation. And in this case, they had relations right before this man of the fast, thinking they would finish having the relations before this man of the fast arrived, and it turned out that she became an eater during Kashmish. In such a case, they're considered a shogeg, not an onet, so they shouldn't have relations right before this man of the fast, so therefore, they would have to bring a korban. But if they had relations during the Zman of the Vest itself, and they disregarded the halacha, that they're not allowed to have relations during the Zman of the Vest, and it turned out that she was anita during the times of relations, in such a case, they wouldn't bring a korban because they would be considered a mazit. It would be considered an intentional avera as they transgressed the isra of having relations during the time of her vest. But here we're talking about where they had relations right before that time, thinking that they would finish having the relations before she saw Dam. Nimsa al shalah osiyah. Tmeim uchayavim korban. If the Isha checks herself after having relations immediately, and it turned out that she saw a dam, so in such a case, since she checked herself immediately after Tashma, and she already had dam, it's obvious that there was dam already during the time of the relation, and that they had relations while she was a nida. In such a case, both her and her husband are tame. She is tame because she's a nida, and her husband is tame because he had relation with a nida, and they're both chayav a korban. They both have to bring a korban chatzis. Nimtza shelo la'achar zman tmeim misafek upaturin min hakorban. But if the isha does not check herself immediately after having relations with her husband, she waits a little while, and then she checks herself, and it turns out that she sees dam. In such a case, we're misafek, we have a doubt whether she was in need at the time of the relation, and since she didn't check herself right away, we don't know if she had dam already during the time she had relation with her husband. So in such a case, both her and her husband are tame, but only me suffic. Well, she's tame vada, as right now she's seeing dam, so therefore she is now a nida. But the husband is a suffic tame, as we don't know if she was a nida at the time her husband had relations with her, and both her and her husband are putter from bringing a korban chatas. And since we're not sure that she was a nida at the time she had relations with her husband, they wouldn't have to bring a korban chatas. Instead, they would bring an asham tali, and asham tali is brought when there is a suffic, whether you transgress an avera in which there is a chiyuv chatas. So therefore, since there's a suffix over here, her and her husband would bring an asham tali.